This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. This is Independence Day here in the United States. On the eve of the holiday, President Donald Trump was at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, where he made a direct and divisive appeal to his disaffected political base 4 months before Election Day. He accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. Speaking at an event that resembled a campaign rally, Mr. Trump offered a discordant tone to a broader electorate battered by a pandemic and wounded by racial injustice following the high-profile killings of black people at the hands of the police. He described the need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said there is a movement openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. Protesters have aimed much of their anger at the use of Confederate generals' names for U.S. military installations, given that they led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. Statues honoring their memories are being removed from prominent places in some American cities on directives from local governments. The president condemned what he depicted as a cancel culture and charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He added, "We will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people." The Friday night event came against the backdrop of a pandemic that has killed close to 130,000 people in the U.S. The case count is approaching 2.8 million. The thousands that turned out for the president chose not to wear masks, and there was no sign of social distancing, clearly violating the advice of health experts who say such mass gatherings risk becoming coronavirus super spreaders. The president spent little time last night talking about COVID-19. Just four states, California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida, have a combined case count of more than 700,000, with a collective death toll of more than 14,000. This is VOA News.